Okay, shipping fresh South Texas-grown tomatoes.
He will ship 12 pounds of large bingo tomatoes for $15. 12 pounds for $15. That's packaged and everything. Now, that does not include postage because, you know, last year we figured it out, postage and everything, and people were shipping these stupid things to Alaska. Also, keep in mind that when you're shipping tomatoes and shipping anything, of course, apples not so bad, into an area that can be, that the package can be frozen, the tomatoes will get there kind of weird. You know what I mean? So, you know, people say, can I ship them to Alaska? Yes, boo, you can ship them to Alaska, but they'd be hard as a brick when they get up there. So you want to kind of keep that in mind. $15 for 12 pounds of large tomatoes. All right, here's the telephone number. Of course, you know, if you just call Medina, Texas information, they ain't many. You're going to catch it sooner or later. Yeah, the telephone number up there is 589. Of course, it's a one in front of that. 589-2588. And they can send you all that trash or give you all that trash about some of that other stuff that they're selling. But I've given you the two that I like the best. Now, what I also like, another thing I like the best, is Tennessee country ham.
Oh, yeah, I can even smell that cooking
we
now.
I talked about this last year, and I spent a whole program on this, if
I remember that, yeah.
And I encourage people that if they didn't know what, you know, red-eye gravy was, if they thought that was something you drank after a hangover, to turn off the radio, or if they thought the ham was too salty, I don't want to bring up, but we had something that old Tennessee ham is too salty.
I wonder who said that.
If you got that kind of stupid attitude, just forget what I'm about to say. When we put this on the radio last year, I had people call in crying, and some people said, "I never had that kind of ham in my life." I mean, they remembered it. They remember it that from childhood. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you remembered your daddy and putting it up.
Put up ham, we'd have it all winter long.
Putting up ham, and of course, Mac Reynolds got a few tears in his eyes, too. And I made the statement here that you cannot buy this ham in Texas.
No, I don't guess so.
And I have not had one single comment that's wrong. Mm-hmm. So this is the only place I've ever found. This is salt cured.
Yeah.
This ham is not salty. A lot of people go and eat Tennessee ham, and there's two kinds of Tennessee ham. There's one that's too salty. Mm-hmm. This is just salty enough. It does have salt in it. Hey, if you're worried about being eternal, and it's got fat on it, too. I mean, we're talking serious good. Yeah. We're talking people that want to cook that ham, put those eggs in that ham drippings, and it comes out kind of brown and salty, and get some fresh-made biscuits and sop the pan. We're talking killer eating here.
Do you know how to make red-eye gravy?
Yes, sir, in a heartbeat.
In
fact, these people will send you a recipe. This comes out of Tripp Country Hams, T-R-I-P-P, Country Ham, in Brownsville, Tennessee. Or as we say it in Tennessee, Brownsville.
Brownsville.
It's not Brownsville. Is that Brownsville? No, boo. It's Brownsville. See? That's about it. B-R-O-W-E-N-S-V-I-L-L-E. You can call them. You can call them. Don't be writing for it. Call them. Now, the way they've made better country ham is, used to you had to buy it ham at a time. Well, the problem with that is, the stupid thing, you know, you get sick of ham. These people have vacuum-packed each slice.
Yeah.
So you buy it by the slice.
You're going to give us a phone number?
It'll keep forever. You can freeze it, and it'll keep forever.
We're going to run
telephone number is 901. That's my mama's area code.
All right.
772-2130. That's 901, which is Tennessee. West Tennessee, 772-2130.
Got her down.
Now, how much is it going to cost? Some of you people may be too cheap to handle
this. A bunch, but it's
worth it. But heaven is expensive.
You
know what I'm telling you? 8 slices of center-cut cured country ham for $23.
Mm-hmm.
Postage and handling included. Now, I don't want anybody to be caught. We had one
that's less than $4 a pound.
I know.
Not bad for that.
We had one moron called in and said, well, I cooked that stuff, and it was too tough. You just warm this ham. Basically, you just warm. He said, I cooked it in the pan for about 30 minutes, and it was tough, and then we baked it in the oven for an hour. I said, son, you could retread your tires with that ham.
This
stuff is already cooked. Just warm it up. If you don't know how to cook it and handle it, don't fool with it, because it's too good to
learn. The Tennessee man is holding forth. We'll let him out the front door. He'll still be talking. Dr. Jeff Parsons, he'll be back with us again next Monday.